My name is Kendra. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
So you need to be tested to see if you have COVID, right?
No. I think I've got the wrong number. My husband needs to take those shots. But let
okay.
me ask you something. Now, he has Alzheimer's?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a good idea?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not a doctor. I can't give you medical advice. Regarding that, I would probably reach out to my doctor or my health care provider and ask them that. I don't know enough about it to be able to.
Honey, I don't think anybody does. Even though.
No, I don't either. But, I mean, that's my own personal.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so.
I sure do. And
I can give you, I can give you the hotline number, the
in
COVID.
Elmore County.
Well, actually, people in Elmore County, I've been told that people have called down there to Elmore County Health Department, and they're telling people they don't have any doses. So in that case, I've been scheduling people in the nearest county to you. If you're in Elmore County, I think Autauga County's near you, Montgomery County's near you. Because I don't want to schedule anybody in Elmore County, and then they're, you know, I'm not scheduling the appointment. I only pre-register.
Kendra, are you in
but
Montgomery,
this is
honey?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
But I do the two different lines. You just called into the coronavirus hotline, and mostly what this is used for is to help individuals find testing sites. You know, like if you have COVID and you need to be tested, I can help you find testing sites. I can give you general information on the coronavirus on this hotline. But as far as pre-registering you and getting you on the list and in the county that, you know what I mean, that you need, that's a whole different hotline.
Yes, it is.
So
do you
I can.
Have that one, dear?
I absolutely do, and I can provide
okay.
that to you right now. Are you, if,
right.
are you ready?
Sure. Right.
Yes, ma'am. That number is
855-566-5333. Okay.
So you can call into that, and I'm not sure if that caller is going to know, like the agent that you speak with is going to know about the Elmore County, but tell them that you already spoke to someone on the coronavirus hotline and that they let you know that information. So try to schedule it with like a Autauga County or somebody somewhere, whichever one is right there closest to you. I'm not sure if you're closer to Autauga or Montgomery.
It's about the same.
About the same. So either one of those is what, you know, what I would recommend. That I had to talk to my team leader about that because several people had called me and told me that Elmore County didn't have any doses of the vaccine. So,
well, have they been giving them out at the health department and they just run out?
No, I don't know. I can't tell you exactly. I just know that I had several callers call in and let me know, hey, I was registered in Elmore County, because I registered several people not knowing that they didn't have any, and that,
but
you know, they would call back and say, hey, I registered so long ago, I finally reached out to them and they said they didn't have any. So I stopped registering people in Elmore County and started registering them.
Honey, that wasn't your fault.
Well, I mean, okay. You know, I just didn't know, so that's why I try to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to register somebody in Elmore County with them not having any. Another county that was having that issue was Coosa County. So.
Well.
So in those
Kendra,
two cases, I try to, you know, help people find
right.
somewhere near them that does, you know, that does have it.
Yeah, and I know you're doing a good job. You're doing the best you can, but
well,
you can't
thank
control
you.
The distribution.
No, ma'am.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had an anaphylactic reaction two times, and the first time I had to be resuscitated.
Okay.
And I was in the hospital then. Do you think I ought to leave this off?
Like I told you, I cannot tell you medical advice because I don't know, and I don't know enough about it. But I know that I have looked into it myself, and I've seen where some people have had allergic reactions to it and everything. So I, like I said, this is new to everybody. It's a new vaccine, and it's kind of scary. Right.
Yeah, it is.
And so I completely understand your concern, but I absolutely cannot tell you, yes, you should or no, you shouldn't. But I think that you should educate yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
As far as looking up what is in it, what are the ingredients, how you could react to it, and what are the possible side effects of this, 10, 20 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep, I do. And I have a niece. She had the COVID in Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
And she recovered and she's been back at work. And she still, that was when it first came out last year. And
yes,
she
ma'am.
Still can't smell or taste. She can't.
How long has it been?
Weird? It was last year when it first came out, and she
yes,
got it.
Yes, ma'am. I had it in January of 2019 when they thought it was just in China, but it was here.
Yep. So
I completely understand.
Can't smell. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
And it aggravates her to death. You sit before a delicious meal and you can't taste it. Yeah.
Right. That would be miserable.
Well,
I'm so sorry that I don't have all the answers and I can help you
it
more.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You are a good girl. You stay safe and God bless you.
You do too. God bless you too.
I will, darling.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
Thank you, dear. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.